I'm trying to find my motivation.
Your motivation is I don't hit you with a sock full of dimes.
Kid, you realize you're not an actual fancy man, don't you? You're a schlub who gets paid for sticking your head up an elephant's tuchus.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out...
Look, next time I hear your voice, it better be coming from inside an animal begging for air.
Live from the 970 WMAY studios, it's Saturday morning with Tom Bowen on 970 WMAY, the news and talk of Springfield.
WMAY, the news and talk of Springfield. Good morning. It's 6:07, 7 minutes after the hour. 217-629-7970. We'll put you in touch with the show. You can email me throughout the week at tom@wmay.com. Kathy's not here. Or she is. She's really changed her appearance. If you would, welcome to the show, Doc Noyes. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Tom. Holy crap, it's dark outside.
Yes, it is.
I'm not used to not being up before the sun's up.
And, of course, you can Facebook us. We'll try to keep in touch with you this morning. Kathy usually runs Facebook over there, but I'll try to at least get it up and running here if I can. And you can Facebook us at Tom and Kathy Space Bowen. Of course, we'll respond throughout the week whenever you want to. Send us whatever you want to send us. You're a big IT guy, I understand, you said.
18 years worth.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy it every day.
You have my deep respect. Me and computers just don't get along. I can take a radio apart and put it back together.
And see, I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to lose my composure more and more often with fixing that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the patience I used to.
Yeah, I never really liked fixing things as much as I like tearing them up.
Exactly.
That's just a boy thing, I think. If you're wondering where Kathy is, let's see, it's about 6:08. She's probably still home right now, but a friend of hers is going to join her around 6:15. Her and a group of other female cohorts are going to be venturing down to Grafton this morning to the winery later.
And that is a pretty winery down there. Even as a guy, I like that place.
You like that place. Not too foo-foo?
No.
Okay. It's not a little foo-foo to me.
Hey, a good wine is good no matter. Of course, I smoke cigars with it, too, so that makes a difference.
See, you'd have to have a winery with a whiskey brewing operation for me, I think.
I can deal with that, too.
That's more my style. But at 9:30, she and the other gals are going to go ziplining.
That's going to be a little breezy this morning.
A two-hour adventure. 9 different lines.
Wow.
So
that'll be cool, but, man, that will be a tad bit on the breezy side.
So she may be checking in later this morning. So I didn't want to be alone. And quite frankly, I needed somebody to help me haul my crap around, so I called Doc up and asked if he'd like to come in.
And I appreciate that.
And be on the show with me. I made a pack mule out of him this morning.
Hey, that's fine. I know you'll be happy to be off crutches. I've been on them with 7 knee surgeries.
Yeah.
God, does that suck.
And generally, you will hear Doc's vocal tones with Kramer on Saturday afternoons with Kramer's Gamers.
That's right. I'm a big video game guy. For people that don't listen to that far in the afternoon, but yeah, we're on 2 to 3, and it's old school games, new school, you name it, we talk about it.
Going to be a long day for you.
Yes, that it will. Hopefully catch a nap in between shows.
Well, we explained to you coming in how this fiasco works, and I told you, we just sort of fly by the seat of our pants. A new feature this morning, Doc. You get to break it in.
Oh, nice.
A virgin feature, our new pork update.
Ooh, baby monkey, riding on a pig, baby monkey.
Spare no expense here.
That might last.
Baby monkey,
here comes the good parts.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
For those that don't have the pig in the skillet this morning.
Right. Our continuing conversation the past couple of weeks has been about swine, pigs, pork, and bacon.
Those aren't bad conversations to have.
That's right. Our story this morning comes courtesy of Ann over in Decatur. She sends out a lot of really cool stuff. So we're going to do bacon trivia this morning. You ready?
Uh-oh.
Originally, the word bacon was used for any type of pork.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty vague term.
Much eaten. Bacon chop. Bacon is cured in smoked pork. In the U.S., pork bellies are used.
Did know that part.
The bottom side of the pork there.
And
Canadian bacon is made from ribeye of boneless pork loin. That's why that stuff tastes so good. And most European countries use the ham thigh or shoulder to make bacon. Hmm. Maybe we could have a genetically enhanced Beyonce piglet. I mean, that woman has some impressive thighs, don't you think? Just saying.
She can bust walnuts.
Just an observation. I had a guy on last night on Entertainment Tonight. Apparently her old boyfriend, her old flame.
Oh, God.
He's a chef now. But he cheated on Beyonce.
Hell was he thinking?
So who's her new flame? Jay-Z? Is that who it is?
Beyonce-Z, that's right.
Oh, boy. What a moron he was.
I guess they wanted to buy an island not long ago, if I remember that correctly.
Really? Well, they went down to Cuba. Maybe they were shopping.
God, wish they'd have stayed there.
Just did a little shopping here. Would you believe that if I told you this, that the Chicago murder rate is down in the first quarter of 2014, January, February, March, the lowest since 1958, Doc?
Jeez.
Some are saying it's possibly the reaction to Illinois' new concealed carry law going into effect. Think that's too soon to jump on that one, or do you think that's a valid argument?
As big as a gun guy as I am, and I eventually plan to carry, no, it's because it was freaking cold up there, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
It's
very unusual.
It's the coldest it's been in Chicago in who knows how long, and the permits didn't really start showing up. Until
right.
late January.
Well, maybe they were too stupid and didn't realize that.
They didn't read the paper.
You know, Grandma Gertrude down the street there, she looks like she's packing to me. She got a new bulge she didn't have before.
Hey.
Maybe that's just a 2-pound tumor there, you idiot. She's packing a tumor. But you never know. She might be packing a Glock.
It's an arm tumor.
Gun crime expert John Law Jr. Have you read his book, More Guns, Less Crime? He said you're a gun guy.
Little bit. I've skimmed it.
Met him once down at Southern. Did a speech out. Really nice guy. More Guns, Less Crime was a very definitive study. They looked at every county in the United States. And looked at gun crime before and after those states implemented right to carry. And in all instances, they found the crime rate went down.
Of course they did.
And the murder rate decreased.
Of course they did, because, when you don't know who's carrying, especially when Illinois and Chicago has not been allowed to do anything with guns, and that law flips, hell yeah, you're going to see a decrease. I mean, you're still going to get the idiots like they had, last week, who pulled a gun on his neighbor for being pissed at him at something, and they yanked his permit. You're going to have idiots no matter where you're at.
Well, they thought when they changed how you could carry a firearm legally in your car, people went to the fanny pack, and they thought that would intimidate people. People are not intimidated with guys wearing fanny packs.
No matter what's in them or not. You see that, you figure that they're not very dangerous.
They figure you're packing, but it's for a different reason.
Got to carry your mittens and your hat, things like that.
St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson, quoting, "I understand the Second Amendment." My response is, no, you don't, because he goes on to say, end quote, "And I understand everyone's right and belief that they have a right to bear arms. It doesn't give them a right to use the weapon."
Wrong. If you use it.
See, and that's my contention. Are you going to carry?
Yeah, I haven't taken classes yet. I'm looking to get into one sometime soon.
Well, here's my big fear about carrying in Illinois. You have the right to carry, but you don't have the right to use it, because there is nothing on the books like a stand your ground in Illinois. So if you use that firearm, just know in the back of your mind, they will arrest you.
You better have a damn good reason.
They will prosecute you more than likely because that's the state of Illinois. I don't think most people understand that.
And it is a tough subject, and it's funny how some of the county prosecutors come out before the carry law totally went into effect saying that we're not going to prosecute if you have a FOID card and you're legally doing it. But, yeah, you better have a damn good reason if you shoot somebody and back it up because, yeah, expect to be arrested and hopefully, what is it, judged by 12 instead of carried by 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you into alternative vehicles?
Like?
The electrics, the...
Unless it's the Tesla and
hybrids and things. There is a car out there called the Elio. Have you seen this thing?
No, what the hell is that one?
It's a gas-driven car. Gets 86 miles to the gallon. Costs $6,500. Yeah, $6,500.
Wow, that's a cheap car for that mileage.
They're taking orders, which means they'll take your deposit and probably go more than 86 miles with your money.
Yeah, I'd be nervous with not having a backing.
It looks like that three-wheeled motorcycle that's prevalent out there, the Can-Am.
Yeah.
It looks like somebody took the Can-Am, moved the motor to the front, and you set tandem in this thing, just like the bike, driver in the front, passenger behind you, with about as much room as you have on the motorcycle. No trunk space to speak of that I saw.
So it's not a grocery getter then?
No, but it just looks like somebody put a car cover on the Can-Am. But the Can-Am sells for a heck of a lot more money. I think those things are like, what, almost $30,000
for
some of those things? If I'm going to ride tandem like that, I'm going to go for the bike version.
Yeah, because I want the air. I recently had a motorcycle, sold it last fall, but it's nice. You get that air in your hair or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
But
that was a nice dig, Kathy. I'll be proud of you this morning. He's already going 18 minutes into the hour and going for the bad hair joke.
See how that works.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be a fad. You may see a little bit of sales, or like you said, you'll see him drive farther than 80 miles an hour away with your money.
Kathy and I used to travel on a Goldwing. We did 37 states, Canada, and zipped down close to Mexico.
And see, those are nice. Those are heated grips and heated seats and will massage your butt the whole nine yards.
Until I turned 60 and she decided that maybe it wasn't the best thing for me to be on two wheels. Would you like to know a Kathy story?
Uh-oh.
See, she's not here, so I can tell
you. She'll call
story.
In and yell at you, probably.
A motorcycle Kathy story. Around 93, I think it was. We live in Pawnee. We're heading out on 104, heading to the interstate to go to Omaha, Nebraska. Very hot. Very, very hot day. I had jeans, T-shirt on, helmet, gloves like I usually wore when it was really hot. Kathy had on, I believe, jeans and a crop top with no bra, but a helmet on. We're heading out of town, and people are zipping by us, going the opposite direction, honking their horn and waving.
That usually indicates either there's something wrong or they know you.
About a mile down the road, she happens to look down. And her crop top is up around her neck.
It's a popped up crop top. Surprise!
I thought it felt a little breezy, and I thought it felt a little cooler than usual.
Funny how you get that way when you have less clothing on.
But she tells that story often, so I don't think that there's a problem with me sharing that with
you. Tell you go home and sleep on the couch.
We can tell other Kathy stories maybe this morning. Maybe not. I don't want to get in trouble. It's 6:21, 21 minutes after the hour with Tom Bowen and guest host Doc Noyes this morning. We'll be right back.
Dollars with respect. Unless they say something really irritatingly stupid. Duh. Duh. 970 WMAY. Duh. The news and talk of Springfield.
Don't love. 970 WMAY, the news and talk of Springfield. Good morning. 6:23, 23 minutes after the hour with Tom Bowen and Doc Noyes this morning, sitting in for Kathy. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. Thanks for having me in, too.
217-629-7970. That will put you in touch with us, and you can email me at tom@wmay.com. Little Stone Love for you this morning.
That'll get you moving.
Two Illinois lawmakers say that marijuana should be reclassified. I don't know how you feel about this stuff. The medical marijuana that has taken over the state of Illinois. And now we're going to reclassify marijuana. Pretty much it's going to say that 30 grams or less in your possession is just for recreational use. Eventually, we're going to legalize it altogether.
5 pounds is recreational use.
That's good. Five pounds. That's a big fatty.
Well, hey, it'll last you a little while.
If you're going to do it right.
It's stupid. Legalize it, tax it. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the windfall from Colorado. They even have a 25% increase in people applying for college in Colorado just for the marijuana. You'd have windfall everywhere.
The only problem that I have with, I guess I'm old school, being an old guy, is, and this is going to sound really bad, is the children. Because where parents may have hit it before, now it's going to be like cigarettes, it's going to be open. I think it's going to be more accessible for kids.
Well, and
My only objection to it. Adults, you can do whatever you want to.
Well, write the laws that way. I mean, you do it with cigarettes and try the best you can. But, I mean, if they're leaving them lay out and they get caught and the kids have it in their system, then you just make penalties stiffer.
But even with cigarettes, it's not against the law for a child, someone under the age of 18, to purchase cigarettes. It's against the law for the individual to sell them.
But then we rewrite them to make it.
Same thing with liquor.
That's true, yeah.
Not against the law.
Doesn't make sense
for
to
them
me.
To purchase it, just... You
but
can't
if they get
sell
caught,
it to
yep,
them.
If they get caught having it, then it's illegal consumption underage. But
that's my only bigger concern. And the other concern, I guess, is people who might get so totally wasted because you're sending that message that it's okay, that go out and drive. Because you're going to find those people to do it. You're just, I guess you need to keep it under the radar if it's a little illegal. And that's my only concern.
And you just make all the DUIs and driving while impaired, make it a much tougher thing and don't let people off so easy. And then I think you'll have a lot more responsible people using it. I don't have any problem with people that use it, but just be responsible.
There's the key. And responsible.
And it will upset me that the drive-thru will take twice as long at Taco Bell as it does now.
Yeah. Fast food sales will increase dramatically. It's a good thing they brought back the Hostess ding-dongs and cupcakes and such.
And that Taco Bell has breakfast now.
Would you believe that people are leaving Illinois in mass exodus?
Are you kidding? Everybody believes that.
From 1985 to 2010, 1.25 million people left the state of Illinois. That was apparent in the last census. We lost over 500,000 people. With that, a congressional seat. Because every 500,000 people, you get a congressman.
Well, and part of that is all the politicians going to federal prison. They move them out of state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've filled up Colorado. I'm sure Blogo loves it there, especially now with the legalized marijuana.
Yeah, you think his wife and children come to town to see him and toke one?
Yeah. Illinois lost, like I said, 500,000 people. I think it was 560,000, I believe, if my not-so-good memory kicks in from 2000 to 2010, on the record to lose more people in the coming 10 years, especially more if they enact the taxes they're talking about.
Yeah.
I could see people leaving in mass droves. Good morning. You're on 970 WMAY. Hello.
Okay, I wasn't quick enough to be on topic because you're going too darn fast this morning.
You're not driving, are you?
No, but talking about the marijuana.
Mm-hmm. This is Kathy.
As soon as they figure out how to pull you over, for driving under the influence of marijuana. As soon as they figure out how to test you on the spot, it'll go legal.
You have your friend, former state's attorney, assistant state's attorney with you, giving you that advice? Oh, you're just doing that on your own.
They'll just follow the cloud.
Because think about it.
You're right.
But think about it. It'll be more revenue.
Oh, yeah, they'll do it for the money. It's always about money, right, Kathy?
That's it.
Legalized prostitution is next. We've got gambling, drugs. Now all we need is prostitution.
Do it.
They legalize prostitution. I'm changing careers. I'm becoming a madam.
Really?
be like the one that's outside of Vegas.
That's right, Doc. I mean, I'll sit at the front desk, and I'll collect your money, and I'll take my percentage, and my house will be clean, and my girls will be clean, and everything will be cool.
We've had this conversation before, driving down the road to Florida. What's your big deal? What is your plan if they legalized prostitution?
Oh, man, should I tell people, though?
No, I guess maybe. Y'all go ahead. Nobody's going to steal
it. Okay, at every exit, there is a Waffle House and a strip joint. So I'm going to put my house of prostitution right next door.
There you go.
Now that's an idea.
Yeah.
I'll be a multimillionaire in a year.
Now you have drugs, waffles, and prostitution. You've got the three basic elements of a good diet.
Well, you go get your prostitute, you smoke some marijuana, and you're going to be hungry, so you cover all three. Yeah, God, the revenue would pour in.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Quickly.
My girls will be cleaner than the strip joint.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't take a whole lot.
Hey, what are you doing this morning, quickly?
I'm into Grafton.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go ziplining at 9:30 this morning.
Okay.
And then I'm going to the winery.
Yes.
And I'm going to drink all day.
All right. Well, good. You come back safe to me on Sunday, all right?
Oh, do the drinks before the zip line.
Oh, we can't. We screwed up the reservations.
We did it right. Well, I am up against the news, dear.
Goodbye.
You have a safe trip. Thanks for calling. Mrs. Bowen there.
So thank you very much.
Just going to let me do it all by myself this morning, even with your help. Those wives are always, well, I'm not going to go there. I don't want to get
Should ask her if she's ziplining with her crop top on.
Yeah. Have you ever ziplined, Jim?
Not even a little bit.
Ever wanted to?
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit, huh?
No.
Not that adventurous. How about bungee jumping?
I did the bungee. Well, it's sort of a bungee. It's the one where they pull you up and suspend you way up there and then drop it. Actually, at a King's Island in Cincinnati is where I did it. But,
was it fun?
It was terrifying, and then it was a lot of fun. But, honestly, when you're hanging there and you're waiting to drop, it was very, very scary.
And after you get off the initial fear of wetting your pants in public, it's okay.
Well, the problem was I did it with my son, and they actually put him in charge of pulling the drop cord.
Oh, geez.
So we're sitting there, and I'm like, first of all, I'm afraid he's going to drop the thing, and we're going to be stuck up there forever. And then I'm afraid he's going to pull it too soon or pull something wrong or something. And so we're just there, and then he pulls it, and you're free-falling, and it's very freaky. But then it got fun. Once you realize that you weren't going to actually hit the ground, then it was a lot of fun.
Tell that cord yanks you in the back, because I've done the same thing. You feel like you're going to smack the pavement, and you get that grab and start swinging up.
You know, and I'm not a fan of heights anyway, so I don't know why I subject myself to these things, but yeah.
That's a good father-son bonding there. I think that's cool.
It was. We had a good time, and I was glad we did it, but I was done, and it's like, you know, I've done it once, don't need to do it again ever, really. So
I commend you. And here's something you're more comfortable doing. The news! Boy, that just didn't sound right, did it? Wow.
At least I got the boobs for it.
I always felt like you and Kathy were soulmates, but I got to admit, you two make a darling couple. You really do.
As soon as I break him in, the way I want him.
Put the whips down first.
Do you mind wearing these chaps?
If that's all. And a tube top.
We won't go there. E-cigarettes and smoking bans on college campuses, Doc. New taxes on the way for Illinois? You betcha.
Of course they are.
And one state says no to Common Core. All these and more coming
up
with Tom and Doc right after this.
Give me some calls, people! Give me some calls! I want the calls! Give me the freaking calls, man!
Live from the 970 WMAY studios, it's Saturday morning with Tom Bowen on 970 WMAY. The news and talk of Springfield.
Thank you. 970 WMAY, the news and talk of Springfield. I think I need a shot of that whiskey here. I'm a little rough this
morning.
That
does sound good this morning, actually.
Sound like Dr. Johnny Fever here. Thinking about that 5-pound doobie, I guess. 217-629-7970. That's the number. Email me at Tom at WMAY.com. And you can Facebook us at Tom and Kathy Space Bowen. And we'll converse that way as well. Tom Bowen with guest host, surrogate wife, according to Jim, Doc Noyes.
Of course, it would come from him.
Tube top, huh?
And chaps.
Chaps. That's a sight.
It is a little breezy in here, though.
Hope Schaller's not listening. He'll be in here in a minute.
Uh-oh.
He likes things like that. We're playing this. You know what the name of this song is? You're a little old, young for this, probably.
No, I like it, but I don't remember it.
It's called The Horse. February, not February, I don't know why I put February, this past Thursday, April 3rd, back in 1860, you know what happened? What started back on that date?
Civil War.
Have any clue? No, not the Civil War. Pony Express Service started back.
You still get your mail faster with the horse than you
1860,
do at the
yeah.
post office.
Started in St. Joseph, Missouri, and the other trek started in Sacramento, California. They met midway, switched bags, and then headed back.
And you had to be, what, under a certain height and under a certain mm-hmm. weight?
Yeah, you had to be real. And that's where the lightweight jockey thing mm-hmm. came into being. Took 9 days.
Wow.
To get a letter or a package from St. Joseph, Missouri to Sacramento or vice versa. Guess how much it cost?
Probably 5 cents.
Well, it was $5 an ounce.
Wow. And that was expensive then.
Today's price, about $126 an ounce.
Stamps are about that now.
You're doing with FedEx. Yeah, they're getting close. $5 an ounce. That was a damned important letter.
Yeah.
That you had to get there. It only lasted, though, 2 years. What was the demise of the Pony Express, Doc?
The train.
Nope. The telegraph.
Ah, even faster yet.
Mm-hmm. Faster than a speeding bullet was the telegraph, yeah. They used ponies, mustangs, Morgans. That's more of a workhorse, I believe.
Yeah, that's if you're hauling really big mail.
And thoroughbreds. They had thoroughbreds.
Wow. Well, that's for your speed.
And the guys would bet on the amount of time it took them to get from point A to point B.
Well, horse racing.
There's a little honor system in there, though. See,
of course there are.
So I doubt if that really went over very well. I was curious as if people robbed the Pony Express, but their biggest foe was Indians.
The Indians couldn't read the letter anyway, but at least took their horse.
Well, they were looking for the free coupons. Is what they were looking for. Imagine the junk mail that they would have to carry today.
Oh, God.
We have a gentleman who's a postman that's a listener to the show.
Get him a pony.
And he has some really good stories to talk about. I don't think he'd give up his little postal card for a horse, though.
I couldn't imagine delivering all the things that come in the brown bags and brown envelopes.
Well, if it wasn't for, he said, junk mail, post office probably would be closed.
Give it 10 years, and I think, because you see all the printings dropping off for that stuff.
Mm-hmm. But they try to bring it into your email box now.
Yeah.
You a smoker?
No, only cigars.
Only
I've never
cigars.
Smoked cigarettes.
Okay. We have a song for smokers because we have a smoking update.
Drive another nail in my coffin. Light one up and hold it to my mouth. Go to the store and buy another carton.
Yeehaw!
Use the money we save for a house. Come on, baby, you know I'm afraid they'd call me a quitter. If I didn't smoke, just think how fat I'd be. So drive another nail in the coffin, babe. Come and tell me why you're leaving me.
There you go for all of our smoker friends out there. The legislature just can't leave you alone.
Of course not.
They hate smokers, always tacking on more taxes, telling you where you can and can't smoke. You can't smoke in your car with your kids. What's America coming to when you can't smoke in your car with your kids?
Can't smoke in your bed face down.
You can't do anything. Can't smoke after sex. Ha, I smoke during sex, ladies and gentlemen, so screw you, legislature. College smoking ban in all state colleges is coming your way, college students. Mm-hmm. You won't be able to smoke anywhere on campus, not even outside in a designated area. On a
good luck
state
with that one.
School campus, this would be Lincoln Land, UIS, all those southern, all the state colleges. You could, however, smoke in your car, but the car has to be moving. So you couldn't go to the parking lot, get in your car, and sit there and smoke.
So you'll see just people driving loops through the parking lot smoking a cigarette.
That's what I thought. That's
just dumb.
Why can't we give them an outdoor smoking area?
Yeah, as long as you're not blowing it in my face, you're standing right in front of the stupid door when I walk in, I don't care. There's not big clouds of smoke when you walk up to college campuses because everybody's standing outside.
But presently it wouldn't involve e-cigarettes. The electronic ones, they're
next on the list, though.
They are, though, because they don't want you having those either.
Of course not.
They don't want you having any fun whatsoever. That's the only reason the legislature meets every year, is to think up more ways to screw you.
Yep, tax you or ban something.
It has nothing to do with anything. If you want to get rid of tobacco products and cigarettes, and you don't want to ruin the tobacco industry, the people who grow it, there's a simple solution to this, and that is using that for biofuels. You could use tobacco for biofuels.
Makes sense.
And those people wouldn't have to suffer. Now, the cigarette companies would they'd be out of business, and probably a lot of people's 401ks would go up. Because there's a lot of money invested in cigarettes.
You just put a giant cigarette filter on the tailpipe and people can just pull a drag off of that.
Mm-hmm. But there's something new on the market. Kids are doing this. Kids find anything to get into. They like to get into your medicine cabinet and take your prescription drugs. They get under the sink and get into your volatile chemicals.
They get your bourbon.
Now they're into your coffee pot. In particular, your coffee. Kids today are smoking coffee, ground coffee, for their caffeine fix. Isn't it easier just to drink the cup of coffee?
and ground coffee is expensive.
And just to stink to burn it. Making coffee smells good, but don't you think I'm going to have to do that. Go home and try to burn some coffee.
Go get you some rolling papers, try it that way.
There's a YouTube instructional video on how to roll and smoke ground coffee beans instead of drinking traditional cups of Joe. Okay, now if they're not going to let you smoke in public with tobacco, do you think they're going to let you smoke in public smoking coffee?
Starbucks have got a whole new line they'll start.
Yeah, you can roll it and take it. Be like a wrap.
Be $8.
Doctors warn, though, that coffee smoking can be dangerous. Well,
duh.
Well, what else would you expect from doctors? They ever tell you when anything's good for you? Can result in vomiting, dizziness, and even hallucinations. Not to mention toes turning black, because that's what my mother always told me. You can't have that. It'll turn your toes black, David. Turn your toes black, David. Yes, Mom. Maybe that's why I don't particularly care for coffee to this day.
My God.
Don't particularly like chicken either, because she used to stand out there and wring their necks, and they'd flop around with no head and their body going everywhere. That's why I don't like chicken, Mom.
That just makes me hungry. I'm morbid that way.
I guess. 6:49, 11 minutes in front of 7 o'clock with Tom Bowen, along with guest host Doc Noyes. Kathy will return next weekend, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for sure.
970 WMAY, the news and talk of Springfield. Connect to us anywhere with streaming audio at WMAY.com.
970 WMAY, the news and talk of Springfield. Good morning. 6:52, 8 minutes in front of 7 o'clock with Tom Bowen along with Doc Noyce. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning.
Kathy will return next week. She's off ziplining this morning and then getting totally wasted later throughout the day in Grafton.
The wine hangover sucks.
Oh, yeah. 217-629-7970. That's the number. And you can email us throughout the week at tom@wmay.com. Of course, Facebook us at Tom and Kathy Space Bowen. So there you go. You didn't like this show, huh?
Oh,
you didn't like
God,
Friends?
I couldn't stand it. I'm sorry, how do you get people that barely have any jobs in giant-ass apartments in New York City?
Yeah, I agree.
And it was just, I know everybody loved watching that show. Maybe I'm an idiot, but yeah, I thought it was just stupid.
Did you watch that show, How I Met Your Mother?
I actually never got into it. I may start picking up on Netflix. My fiancé likes it and watches it, but yeah, I just...
Dumber than Friends. That thing was on for 10 years, I think.
God, it didn't seem like it's that long, but I didn't pay that much attention to the show, I guess, till the end.
10 years to tell his kids how he met their mother. And then at the end it was
in a waffle / whorehouse.
Going down to Florida.
Yeah.
Outside of Georgia. Outside of Atlanta. Oh, taxes. Illinois is talking about raising taxes, taxes, taxes.
Let me tell you how it will be.
This sounds like the state of Illinois.
Yeah.
Mike Madigan at the State House.
And Pat Quinn, yep.
Cause I'm the tax man.
Playing poker with your tax money. Can't you see those guys in the governor's office?
Oh, God.
I'll see your 2% and raise you 5%.
I do like Quinocchio, however.
I like that.
Touch.
Kathy doesn't like that. She thinks that's being mean.
Welcome to Illinois politics.
I said, look at what they're doing to us every day. They don't care how mean they are to us.
As long as they get theirs.
But what is it?
Quinocchio.
Quinocchio. Jerk. Let's see. They're talking about making the temporary tax permanent.
Because no temporary tax is ever temporary.
So there, that's 5%. They're going to put, I think, a 6.7%, 6.9%, I think it was, because I thought, why not just make it 7% on incomes over $1 million? So anything
that
you had was $1 million, we'll do it over $1 million. We'll do 6.9. You only care about that because you don't see yourself as a millionaire someday, right?
If I get to that point, I'll move to another state. Like the 500,000 other people.
There you go. And then the other one was, they want to raise money for schools by putting a tax on services for automobiles. No, that wasn't for schools. That was to raise money for the roads.
Which
is what that was. The other money was for schools.
Here's what we need to do. We need to pass a law that says when you pass whatever law or tax that says this money will go to this, you can't raid that. It has to all go there because they've raided that stuff for years.
The problem is they're diverting sales tax money off of the fuel tax or the fuel motor fuels. So that's where they get into that gray area of we can take it.
Well, we need to quit.
They siphon off money from fees.
Yep.
That's why DNR is in the shape that it is right now. It's a mess. And again, it goes back to what we were talking about a while ago. People are leaving Illinois in droves. Why wouldn't you move to a state that had no state income tax? That's an immediate 5% increase in your in your expendable money. Why wouldn't you do that?
And
that's why people are leaving the state.
Until you change all the old guard, you're going to see none of this stuff change.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of saying no, Indiana became the first state last week to say no to Common Core.
Thank God.
We don't want you. Go away. I know the argument's going on in other states. Tennessee, I know, is arguing against it.
And I'm a big proponent of that. I've got 2 young kids in school and went to parent-teacher conferences, and the teacher handed me this thing and said, this is your son's handwriting test. And he got whatever this grade for the quarter. I'm like, wait, that's the one test? So, yeah, it's the new Common Core. They just hand the kid this, say, here, fill it out, and then we grade them. They can't even tell them it's a test. One of the many reasons I don't like it, and I think you'll see over, I bet within the next year or so, you'll see a lot of other states walk away from it also.
I believe it was Williamsville. I saw in the news last night. They were complaining about the new standardized testing has to be done on computers and laptops. And it's going to take new software. And they're saying, we don't have the money for this. We don't have the money to pay for this stuff.
It's the idiots that come up with this. And ironically enough, that's the school district my children are in. I'll have to look at that. I missed that. Mm-hmm. And that's my future plan, is to be on that school board to deal with stupid crap
Williams
like that.
Well. That sounds right. Voter rolls may be tainted. Would you find that surprising if I made that statement?
It must be a story out of Chicago.
No, actually, 28 states were cross-checked for voter rolls, initially finding suggested widespread election fraud. 22 states didn't participate. I'm sure Illinois was one of those, California and New York. They found dead people voting. Voting in
it's
multiple
the zombie
states.
Vote. You got to have the zombie vote.
13,000 deceased voters in North Carolina remain on the voting rolls there. 81 voted in the 2012 election. That doesn't sound like 81, big deal.
They could have died between they did an absentee ballot or whatever and then died. That, depending on how they tested, okay, I can deal with 81.
Yeah, but they invalidate. But take 81 and multiply that. And then multiply the people that voted in multiple states. Adds up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But nobody seems to care about voter fraud. Neither side seems to care too much.
Of course not.
Depends on whose advantage it's for.
Yeah. If they're both gaining some kind of advantages, why even look at messing with it?
It's been a very fast Saturday morning. First hour in the can.
God, yes. Oh. Holy cow. I thought I'd be dragging.
The only thing that would make this faster if you were home in bed.
Yeah.
We'll come back after the news, top of the hour with ABC, followed by local news, weather, and sports with Mr. Jim Leach. Then more of us. There you go, Doc.
Bat fit.
Since you're my my bitch this morning, according to Jim, I played this for you, the Newlywed Game.
God.
You remember that show?
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate that.
Oh, he's on there.
I did not use those exact words.
You were thinking it, however.
And Tom read my mind. That's the scary part.
That's what I figured.
Mm-hmm. Watch what you're thinking, Jim.
He has ESPN.
Yeah. I've got that on my TV.
That, too.
Police may be asking you for your cell phone. Yep. They may be downloading your information in the future. Watch out for that. The Beatles did something really big this past week.
Broke up?
No. Close. And what would you do if you went to an ATM and you felt like you won the lottery after you left? All these and more coming up with Tom and Doc. Don't you go away.
Folk have made a choice to be gay, and they won't rest until everyone else is gay with them.
How do they do that?
They're insidious. It starts with them asking to borrow a wrench and ends with you on a boat to Mykonos wearing a pair of assless chaps.
Live from the 970 WMAY studios, it's Saturday morning with Tom Bowen on 970 WMAY, the news and talk of Springfield.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
970 WMAY, the news and talk of Springfield. Good morning. We're happy this morning. Hope you are as well. 7:12, 12 minutes after the hour with Tom Bowen along with Doc Norris. Good morning.
Good
Doc
morning.
Doc Norris. What did I say? Doc Norris.
I'm Chuck Norris, not so good cousin.
I'm sorry. 217-629-7970. And you can email us at tom@wmay.com. And, of course, Facebook at Tom and Kathy Space Bowen. Kathy is ziplining and drinking wine in Grafton this morning and throughout the day and evening.
You're in trouble when she gets home.
I know. I'm in trouble because you're my new bitch. And she'll tell me that, that
I'm your bitch, Tom, not Doc.
I thought it was the other way around at home.
No, I don't know.
At least that's what I've heard.
We won't talk about that. Is Doc Noy, is that a fake radio name?
Actually, Noyes, no. Noyes is my last name, and Doc is it's part of the my business name that I use.
Oh, cool. Well, Tom Bowen is a fake name, so I think I could have come up with something better.
Johnny Fever Lightning
something. I was, let's see, a couple of times in my radio career, and I never liked using names that were not me. One radio station gave me the name Dave Carr. I hated that name. Hated. And then another one wanted me to use Tommy because he liked the way I spelled it, which is the way I spell it, which is T-O-M-M-I-E, which was my father's name. Yeah, Tommy Bowen. I never liked that. Tom Bowen just seemed to, and I never was into wanting to change my name.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit more professional.
Persona.
Especially being in talk radio over rock or something.
Mm-hmm. I'd get confused. If I did that stuff.
You gotta know who the hell you are.
Yeah, I have enough problems the way it is. We talked earlier off the air. Mozilla, is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah, Mozilla makes the Firefox browser and the Thunderbird email.
Thunderbird email. Not familiar with that one, but their CEO was forced to step down.
Lasted, I believe, less than a week, if I remember correctly.
Because he apparently gave $1,000 to support the proposition in California back, I think, in 2008 or 2009 that opposed gay marriage. And the radical groups found out. I heard this on Fox News coming in, and I need to investigate more, but apparently there's a left group out there, I think a woman's group, and a right-wing group. The IRS has apparently released their tax records to the left-wing group. Of donations and donators and such, and I think there's going to be a lot of brouhaha if that comes to be,
well,
be true.
I know all the who, as long as you're if you're a registered group, all that's public information as far as I understand who you give money to. So it's not with the internet age, it's not hard to look up who's getting whose money.
But we had this conversation. I don't care whether you're gay, whether you get married, whether you don't, whether you sleep with your dog, your goat, or whatever. I don't care because it doesn't affect me. But if I say I don't like that, I don't agree with it, that's my right.
Exactly. Be happy. I've got gay family members I support, and you know what? Everybody should be able to get married and be just as miserable as everybody else.
That's right.
I've been divorced. I know how it is. And yeah.
That's what my wife says. She goes, I'll take their money for a divorce just like the heterosexual people.
There you go.
And believe you me, just because you're gay and you get married, yours isn't going to be much better than anybody else's. That's just life. Imagine going to an ATM, Doc, putting your card in.
And it says that denied because I don't have any money?
No. That hasn't happened to me for, at least 20 years. I had to take my card once, though, and wouldn't give it back.
I've had it do that or it pop just, it out and it's shredded.
It just did it, and it didn't give it back. Gave me my money, but it didn't give me the card back.
And
so,
it's always on the weekend, too, isn't it, when you really need
it? It was a Friday, and I called the bank, and they said, well, there's two problems. I thought maybe just whenever they came and
filled it.
They'd find the card in there.
Mm-hmm.
No, it shreds it.
Of course it does. You got a little guy with a shredder back there. Grab it. I'm going to take this one and just shred it and be done. You got to wait 6 weeks to get a new one.
But apparently a follow-up story on that particular machine, it was shredding everybody's card.
Was it actually ATM or was it just a shredder?
No, it was an ATM, yeah. So I don't use that one anymore.
I bet not.
I go to the one that is my bank's own ATM, and it slides in and slides out. It doesn't pull it in and pull it out.
I notice more and more do that, I think, for that reason.
If it's going to pull it in, I don't use it. But anyway, people were surprised when they tacked in, say, I want $20, $40, $60. They walked away with thousands of dollars because somebody had hacked the ATMs nationwide and were able to infiltrate their programming.
Oopsie.
And by the time they caught it and it was all done, $40 million had been distributed to people.
and they'll go back on that camera and see everyone that got more than what they got, and they'll all be charged.
If you received more money than what you took out, would you go turn it back into the bank or call somebody about it?
Yep, because
I would, because it just what you said.
Yeah, there's a camera right in your face. They know every transaction, who's got it. It's not like money falling off the back of a truck driving down the road.
Cute trick, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I didn't.
People are stupid with that stuff. Is they think, oh, yeah, I'm not going to get caught, and the camera's right there. With cell phone security and everything else, you get caught with everything in just a matter of time.
That's right. You're a sports guy, right?
Hockey guy.
You look like a sports guy.
Somewhat.
Sports guy. New York Mets second baseman Daniel Murphy missed the season's first three games this past week to be with his wife during the birth of their first child. He took paternity leave.
I'm all for that. I took a month when my kids were born.
She went into labor on opening day, Monday, so he went to Florida to be with her for the birth, then decided to take the three full days paternity leave allowed by the Major League Baseball under the union contract. But this, oh, God, a number of sports announcers on ESPN, and they just went nuts. Do you know this Boomer guy in
Boomer
Carton?
Esiason.
What a freaking idiot he is. I mean, I don't know him personally, but the cut that I saw him with in regard to this, I was his wife, if he's married, he's probably been married like 18 times, I'd castrate the son of a bitch.
He's an ex-NFLer, and I always thought he was an arrogant ass, and it shows
came across
now.
On this, yeah.
So you know what? If the team's okay with it, if the league contract hasn't, who gives a damn? Let him enjoy the time, because you're never, ever going to have that time back.
No.
It's not like, oh, we had to run off to get married or something, that you can kind of move the date. And then he said, well, you just should have just got her a C-section.
Plus, you're supporting your wife.
Yeah.
Don't you think? He said he blamed this on natural childbirth that everybody does. What do you think people have been doing all their through the centuries, you idiot? It's been natural child. What's unnatural childbirth?
And doctors are getting away from allowing women to say, yeah, I want to have a C-section on this date, unless it's a medical issue where it needs to be done,
right,
because it causes problems.
He'd rather this guy and his wife scar her body just for a frickin' baseball game.
Yeah.
That nobody really cares about, Boomer, and nobody really cares about you. You're a sports announcer. You're a sports announcer because you're not smart enough to do anything else.
That's about right. I'm curious, though, if he had his kids during football season, did he take any time away?
Mm-hmm.
Or did he tell his wife to close her legs and be back after this game's over?
He said, your wife doesn't need your help. I had three kids. No, your wife had three kids because you weren't there, Boomer.
Jackass.
Oh, I'd like to stick a bowling ball someplace and give him one hell of a stretch mark is what I would like to do.
Just leave it in. We're guys. We don't know what women go through, but I wouldn't have given up missing any of that when my kids were born.
I witnessed the birth of both of my children and the birth of my first two grandchildren that were twins. My daughter had me go into the delivery room with her.
Nice.
And that was cool. I would never exchange any of those memories for anything.
Because it's one thing you'll never get again. It's one of those bonding moments that you can always tell your kids about. You don't want to tell them the ugly parts, but at least the cute parts of it.
And personally, I've always been family comes first before your work.
Exactly. And I
don't care what it is. It comes first.
Yep.
And people need to realize that.
And if
that.
Businesses don't support that, and I'm lucky in my job, and hopefully yours the same way, is they're all about family. And if that's what you have to take care of, that's what's important, and
we'll
you deal with it
else.
From there. Exactly.
Okay. Appreciate it. We're on the same plane here. Let's hope it doesn't get lost and somebody has to find us.
Malaysian Air, we're screwed.
Doesn't work out very well. 7:22, 22 minutes after the hour with Tom Bone, along with guest host, bitch, and wife-to-be, Doc. Whatever else we can think of for you.
Let's keep making that list longer.
That's right. We'll be right back.
KY, the news and talk of Springfield.
You really know how to light up the phone lines. I'll give you that much.
Making sure you have a voice in what happens in Springfield.
I played cowbell in high school band.
I was just about to say, this song needs more cowbell.
This is Pervert Bob's theme. He's one of our listeners.
Nice.
He's the only listener that has his own song.
Good morning, Pervert Bob.
217-629-7970. You can call us, email us at tom@wmay.com. Facebook throughout the week at Tom and Kathy's Space Bowen. Doc Noy is in with me this morning. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, and a fast one, too. Holy cow.
Always fast. Kathy will return next week from her adventures ziplining in Grafton and getting drunk with the girls. She'll have a lot of stories, hopefully naked stories. I like drunken women naked stories when they go away.
Naked ziplining on a chilly April morning.
You said that you're not a real big Beatles fan.
No, I grew up with my dad, who was a hippie, spent time at Janis Joplin shows, stuff like that. So I listened to a lot of Janis and Jimmy and stuff like that. Yeah, I never got into the Beatles.
Beatles have the recognition of being the only group to ever do this. Back on April 4th, 1964, the Beatles had five songs that occupied the top five spots on the Billboard Top 100. Believe it or not. Number one was Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't buy me love. Love. Can't buy me love.
I sort of like this song. It's catchy.
Yeah, I don't see it as a number one, though, compared to the other ones, because I didn't hear them anyway. But.
Well, you think of this one and some of the others that were top one. The second song here is the one that I really don't think of being a top five song, Twist and Shout. Sort of a chubby checker thing.
Yeah, see, I'd rather see that number one than Can't Buy Me Love.
Really?
Of course, I think of Ferris Bueller's Day Off with this song. So.
Well, that's true. That's true. It's a good song, but I didn't see it as like number two at the time. But that's really quite a feat, even if you don't like the Beatles, to think that they did that.
I don't think you'll ever see that again.
That was pretty cool, pretty cool. Number three was, do you have any guess?
You're asking the wrong guy.
You don't like Beatles at all. You don't know anything about the Beatles, apparently. You remember this song? This was number three. See, these songs are so simple. That's what made them good, I think.
I mean, if you look at a lot of the music then, too, it was. It was very much shorter and much simpler songs than all the crazy voice track, crazy crap that's out now.
Well, the old format back then was 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Can you imagine songs
now? Songs were supposed
now?
To be 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Yeah, that's hard to believe, isn't it? What are songs now? 4 minutes on average?
More?
In my day, when I started in radio in 1970, we called it the bathroom song, MacArthur Park. It lasted about 8 minutes. You always knew what the jock was doing if that was playing. Number four.
Scream!
I want to hold your hand.
Yeah. Oh, they just like that because the girls wanted to hold the Beatles' hand.
Yeah. Always liked the way they screamed. Wasn't that cool?
That high-pitched breaking glass.
How did they do that? They must have wore very tight jock straps shorts, I think. Or maybe thongs. Who knows? The number five song was not one of my favorites, though.
Last night I said
out of the five, this one sucks. my personal opinion.
You don't like this one, huh?
No, the other ones at least have good energy. I just don't see it with this song.
All right. That's it for Tom and Doc. You have a great weekend. Kathy will rejoin us next weekend from her trip at Grafton. Thank you, Doc, for coming
in.
I appreciate it so much. And we will join you next Saturday, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And as Kathy would always say, pray for our nation.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.